You're listening to the audio production of Hunting Charles Manson, The Quest for Justice in the Days of Helter Skelter, by Lise Wheel with Caitlin Rother, published by Thomas Nelson, and read by Michelle Lasley. Author's note and sources read by the author. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit info.thomasnelson.com/huntingpdf.
Author's note. In taking on the quest for justice in the tragedy that was the summer of 1969, I thought about what made Charles Manson do what he did. Those killings changed American culture. People who didn't have home alarms quickly bought as fancy a system as they could afford. Mothers began walking their children to school, and parents and children alike had trouble falling asleep at night. Charlie Manson and his, quote, children robbed America of its innocence. Nearly 50 years later, Charles Tex Watson, the man who carried out Manson's murderous plans, was asked by a parole board commissioner what made a God-fearing, church-going young man from Texas move to California and commit the worst killings this state has ever seen. The commissioner's question was asked in a thunderous tone. He was met with silence from the prisoner and straight-on stares from family members of the victims. I could understand the silence. What answer could there be? As the only reporter allowed in that parole hearing in California, I brought into the room 15 years of national television crime reporting, and as a former federal prosecutor, hundreds of federal prosecutions. I am proud to be a third-generation federal prosecutor after my father and grandfather before me. That same grandfather was also a judge, and my father had also served as an FBI agent. I have had a lifetime of law enforcement exposure and experience, and yet I was as bewildered as the parole commissioner by the crimes. This mystery is part of the reason behind this re-examination of arguably the most notorious crime in American history. How could it have happened? I also wanted to explore the process by which justice was done. The Christian tradition of which I am a part has justice at its center, a consequence of the belief that God will ultimately put all things right. We should take seriously the process by which our governments work.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?